Simen Tzadik Ches Sif Beis. In this Arev Min Beminoi, if a kosher min has a non-kosher min mixed into it, now we're talking about here that it's a dover lach is the dover kosher, and the min that falls into it, the dover not that's not kosher, is either lach or yavesh. For instance, you have beef soup and you have nevela beef fall into it, v'nishpach, and then the soup spills and out tumbles the pieces of nevela beef along with some liquid, b'inyan, in a way, she'en yicholim lamod ol v'lasharo, in a way that you can't figure out how much beef of non-kosher had fallen into the pot originally, and therefore how much tam of non-kosher is in the stew. The Pesach can point out that this doesn't only apply in this scenario, but equivalently, if someone drops beef soup of nevela into beef soup of kshera, and he didn't see how much was in the beef stew nevela before it dropped in, it would be the similar question. We don't know exactly what the shear bittel is, what the ratio of kosher to non-kosher is, but we do know if we do know that at least for sure there was not as much non-kosher as kosher. So therefore, since we're dealing with min b'mino, and we paskin, min b'mino is from the Torah, is batel chad betray, 1 and 2. V'imloi noida shahaya rubay heter, aser. But if you don't know that there was even more kosher than treif, so now we have a suffix d'araisa. So it's a suffix l'chumra. However, if we do know that there is rov heter, but we just don't know if there's shishim, since shishim with min b'mino is only drabbanon, it's a suffix drabbanon l'kula. Let's go back a step. Min b'mino, when you have yavesh b'yavesh, let's say a non-kosher beef frank gets mixed into two kosher beef franks, so we say it's batel b'rov midaraisa. And midrabanan, there is no chumra to need shishim. We'll see later in Kuf Tes, there might be other chumras drabanan, not to eat them all together, or not to have the same person eat them, or to throw one of them out and designate that that's probably the non-kosher one. Those are all chumras midrabanan. But midaraisa, chad betray batel, 1 and 2 is batel. However, midrabanan, when it's lach balach or yavish balach, when you have the extraction of a solid into a liquid or a liquid into a liquid, we say that there's a chumra drabanan that you need shishim. What's the reason for this chumra? There's a machlekes. The Rosh says that we're choshish that if we allow you to be mevatel lach balach with roiv, then you might come in a similar instance of min b'she'enoi minoi to also use roiv, when there midaraisa we say you need shishim to nullify the tam. Here in min b'mino there is no tam to nullify because the tam is not felt in the mixture since it's min b'mino, but where tam is felt and you need shishim to nullify it, people might remember that they were mevatel liquids 1 and 2, chad betray, and they'll apply the same law mistakenly to min b'shein aminai. The Rambam says that even though min b'mino is batel midaraisa, midrabanan, there's an inyan to be mevatel the chashivus of the item. And that's why we need shishim. why is there a difference between Yavesh B'Yavesh and Lach B'Lach? Because by Yavesh B'Yavesh, you're never going to be Mevatel L'Chashivus because there's no mixture. The three hot dogs are standing independently. You have to make a psak, and the psak is right. However, when there's a taroves and there's an added chumrah, that every bite you take is a mixture of both Isser and Heter, we want to minimize the chashivas of the Isser, achis batel b'miyuto, till it is non-existent in its miyut. Similarly, all the chumros we find in different categories of Isser, like the 1 in 100 that we need for Truma, the 1 in 200 that we need for Kilayim, those are only in Min Bimino. Those are only in Min Bimino, though it's hard to understand how you can have a case in Kilayim that it's Min Bimino. But B'min B'she'eno Minoi, no matter what the Isser is, we go with Tam. There are some exceptions, but that's the general rule. Says the Rama, well, the Inyan Min B'minoi, how do we decide what's considered the same min, the same category? Azlin and Basar Shma, we look at the name of the item. Im Hu Shaveh, if the names are similar, have a Min B'minoi. And if they're not similar, it's Min B'she'eno Mino. Avaloya Azlinon, as the Shach will soon posit. Bas Im Hu Shaveh, we don't go after the taste, that if something has the same name, it tastes different, then we say that that is insignificant, the taste difference. The taste difference is only significant if also the name is different, and then we need shishim to mevatel the taste. The Shach has many kashas on this Ramah, where he proves that you go after the taste. And basically the Chavos Das delivers a rebuttal on his kashas, and he says the following, to summarize the Chavos Das. When you have Min B'mino, that they're similar in taste, so even if the names are different, but since the taste is not nirgash, there's no reason to have shishim. If, however, what if they're similar in name and dissimilar in taste? So why don't you need shishim like all the rayas of the Shach? Says the Chavos Das that since min b'minoi b'shem is batel according to the Rama, so therefore that which you taste, the taste of the Minai in the other Minai, that's taste of Heter, because it was Nisbatel through having the same name. Similarly, we see the same concept when you take two hot dogs, one kosher, one not kosher, and cook them up, where the Shulchan Aruch says that the whole soup is mutter. The non-kosher hot dog is giving taste into the soup. Min b'she'eno minoi. It seems that the same principle applies, that since the min b'minoi is bottle, the taste that you feel in the soup is taste of heter. The Rama, of course, does not argue on that Shulchan Aruch because he agrees with it. And the Shach questions the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch over there in Simen Kuf Tes, Sif Beis. We continue. Avlim Nisar B'she'enoi Minoi V'Nishbach. If the Taroves is, let's say, beef stew of Nevela with cherry soup, V'Nishbach, and spilled out, and now you don't see how much was the original taroves, in a way that you can't assess the ratio. Afilu noydeshaya ruba heter osur, even if you know that there was for sure 2 times to 1 cherry soup to beef soup, that only helps for bittul b'roiv, which is one aspect of a doraisa. But there's also the tam of the beef in the cherry soup, and that needs shishim. And since we paskin that tam kikar is doraisa, so now we're dealing with a suffik doraisa. We have to go l'chumra even if we know there's roiv. And din number 3 in this sif, v'im nis'arev b'minoi v'she'enoi minoi, if let's say the beef stew treif got mixed into a mixture of beef stew and chicken soup, and cherry soup of kosher, so there's 2 beefs, one kosher, one treif, that are min b'minoi, and then there's the cherry soup that's eino minoi. We know that the kosher beef is greater than the non-kosher beef. We take the cherry soup out of the equation. And the kosher beef is mevatel, the non-kosher beef, and it's batel midoraisa. And therefore, since on the cherry soup there is no iser, we see it as eino, we don't have to worry about the tam. And based on what I said from the Chavos Das, the Rama would agree to this. Because once there's bittul b'roiv, any tam that comes from bittul b'roiv is mutter in the taraivas. The only chiddush here is that we isolate the 2 minim first, and then we look at, then we might bring in the cherry soup, which is eino minoi, and say that the min of iser had become heter through bittul, and now it's tam heter going to the cherry soup. From the Shulchan Aruch, it really sounds like we don't even consider the cherry soup at all. The Shach is very upset about this din, as you can imagine. He says that this din of Royin is only postulating the Gemara in the following case. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that min b'minoi is not batel even be'ala. So he says, what happens if in the same scenario you have the min of beef soup that's kosher and the min of beef soup that's treif, and the beef soup that's kosher is more than the beef soup that's treif, and there's also cherry soup in the mixture? So he says the opposite. He says we isolate the kosher beef soup, because the kosher beef stew cannot be mevatel the treif beef stew, according to Rebbe Yehuda, because min b'minoi be'elef loy batel. But we allow the cherry soup, if it's 60 times the treif beef stew, to mevatel the beef stew. Says the Shach, that I can understand, that because in his mind, in his worldview, tam is the ikar, so the tam is going to be batel. So then, minu minai, we can see royin as if the minai is not there. But here, when we see the einai minai is not being there, how can we see the einai minai is not being there when the einai minai still has tam of iser in it? You can't exclude it since it has tam of iser. You can exclude minai that doesn't have tam of iser in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, because min b'minoi doesn't give over tam. But here, in this case, the tam went into einoi minoi, and it is felt. So maybe you wouldn't say Rohan.